Paul Marsh here on Express, and I am delighted to say that I've been joined in the studio by Claire Martin from Pompey in the Community. Claire, thank you very much for joining me.
Good morning.
Are you tired of hearing Queen, We Are the Champions?
Never. I don't think I ever will be.
Yeah. Not only what a few months it's been, but what a last few weeks it's been.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of culminated into something that I don't think anybody could have really imagined, with both the women and the men.
Yeah. And the Academy made the final as well.
The Academy made the final at Fratton Park. Yeah. Amazing.
It really has been an amazing few weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Is it... You're still beaming the smile on your face. The last few weeks. I know you were at the Guildhall yesterday, weren't you? And then obviously the Common on Sunday and everything else. How long is it going to take for that smile to wear off, do we think?
I think as soon as you see anybody who's been involved, it just comes back.
Yeah.
Because I think once you've been on the journey with Pompey that we've all been on, you know, you've got to relish these moments because, you know, they don't come around very often.
Well, you can't forget that it was only a few years ago that we did not think that the club was going to exist.
Absolutely. What was that, 12 years?
Crazy, right? Absolutely crazy. Listen. You're with Pompey in the Community. For anybody who has been living under a rock and has no idea what Pompey in the Community does, briefly just let us know.
Well, we're basically the club's community department. We run as a separate charity and we use the Pompey brand to engage and enthuse the whole community. So we run coaching, education, inclusion, disability. We also do all the sort of fluffy bits on a match day. So the mascots, the flag wavers, the ball retrievers, all of that sort of comes under our umbrella.
How important is all of that for the children that maybe don't have the opportunities that some others do?
I think it's huge, absolutely huge. I think especially, you know, when you've got this sort of feeling in the city that the kids can feel a part of.
It's
massive. You know, we've seen already a huge increase in the number of youngsters that just want to get involved and be a little bit Pompey.
When you put on your sessions, how many kids, let's say last year, how many kids would you have had at some of your sessions?
We just recently did trials last year, the trials for our sort of advanced training centre. We had 30, just over 30. This year we had over 100.
Oh, wow.
So insane. I think the new facility helps.
Yes.
Because I think for me, what's really important, you know, we've got that fabulous new facility that we're on the brink of opening, but the pitches have been open a while, and to be able to give the kids that probably can't afford to access that sort of thing the opportunity to use what is clearly the best facility in the city is going to be massive. So we'll do quite a lot of open access, which means it's all fully funded. So as long as we've got contact details for a parent or an emergency contact, then the kids can just come along and join in. So that's huge.
It's funny because I was up at the new Hampshire King George thing about a month ago, and when we were talking about that then, it's very different because I'm 42 and I remember when I used to play when I was young. I didn't care where I played, how I played, as long as I played. You know, snow, rain, jumpers for goalposts and all that type of stuff. But we didn't have the things that kids have now. Okay, that was all I wanted to do. Morning, noon and night, I wanted to play football. We didn't have mobile phones. We didn't have computer systems. Or your mate might have had one if you were lucky, but not many people had computer systems because they were just so expensive. This day and age, kids have got so much stuff to contend with and so many other ways of being entertained that they don't want to go out, you know. And as parents, you probably don't want them to go out there and play in the muddy puddles and the jumpers for goalposts and all that. So I think it is quite important for these kids to have the nice facilities and everything else that you know, John Jenkins offers. Is that, do you think that is going to make a massive difference as well?
Oh, I think it will do. I think it is already. Our holiday courses, we're absolutely bursting at the seams. You know, we've got that coming up again, May half term. That's really impactful as well. So we run girls only courses, we do goalkeeping courses, we do a mixed course which is predominantly boys, but some of the girls like to play you know, with the boys rather than separate the girls. So you know, each day we sort of had 200 kids there. The pitches there are massive. They're much bigger than they seem. On a Friday night we run our girls elite training centre through the FA, which is part of the England pathway. So those youngsters are aged 7 to 11, and there's over 70 youngsters on the pitch. And they're lost, you know. So, you know, we forget sometimes when we're planning things just how big that facility is.
Let's go back and talk about a history of the John Jenkins because, let's face it, it has had its ups and downs, hasn't it? When was the John Jenkins Stadium approved?
That was way back in 2018. We became part of the project when Manyfields Football Club and the developers came to us. We got our first big funding bid in October 2019 and thought, right, we're off.
And here we go. And there was going to be no problems. We're going to get this done. It's all going to be sorted. And then...
COVID hit.
And it's literally, to say it's thrown a spanner in the works could be the understatement of the century, yeah. Right? Because as we all know from all of our day-to-day livings, the price of everything, and I do mean everything, has gone through the roof. And this really hurt the whole project, didn't it?
Oh, massively. You know, we went from a fully funded project. We had to secure £5.5 million. Thankfully, we did that. And I remember the day the last funding bid came in, I sat at the table and shook, thinking, we've done it.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, the world changed and costs just went through the roof.
Yeah.
You know, everything we needed for the steel, the building, the labour, the you name it. Mm. Plus, there were some also unexpected things that, you know, the drainage rates on those pitches, as it rains, it drains immediately. Mm-hmm. So then... Portsmouth Water, Southern Water said, right, no, you need an attenuation tank for each of those pitches. So an attenuation tank captures all the water and releases it slowly, obviously being at sea level, Portsmouth, yeah. That's really important. And they were extremely expensive.
Wow.
And things like that that just sort of dropped from the ether. So as a charity, trying to find that those funds and, you know, get it done, it has been really difficult. There was a time 18 months ago I thought, you know, I don't know that we're going to actually get this over the line. So to stand there now and see the kids playing, knowing that the water is being connected to this week, and we should be handing over phase one in the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
It's so exciting.
Because obviously I do a lot of local football here on the Express, and I talk to Glenn Turnbull, who's the manager of Moneyfields, and I think it's just been a frustrating situation for everybody, hasn't it? But to hear that it is so close to being over that line, and I haven't gone down there yet.
Oh, wow.
But I haven't done it on purpose.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things, isn't it? I want to go down there when it is officially open, and I want to see it then. Yeah. And I'm really, really looking forward to go down on it. And I may even just sort of bring a pair of trainers and have
you won't be allowed on the pitches and trainers.
Okay.
Yeah, football boots only. Otherwise, it flattens those blades of grass.
Yeah, but the only problem is I've given my football boots away.
Well, we will have basket of boots.
Have you got a clown-sized pair?
We can find a clown-sized pair, I'm sure. And that's the other thing we haven't even talked about. You know, Moneyfields, that obviously are our partner in this, have been playing all over the place this year, haven't really had a home ground. And they've managed to win the league as champions
I've spoke to them about that. It's been unbelievable. Yeah. I know that as a group they are, because they've been training there as well, haven't they? Yeah. I know that they are really, really looking forward to kicking off next season. In the Southern League, they don't know which one they're going to be in yet, but they're going to be in the Southern League. They're really looking forward to kicking off their season at the John Jenkins. You've got a charity match coming up there. Well, tell us about the charity match.
We have. The Queen's Hotel, always great supporters of ours. I'll bring your team over from Austria, sort of VIP celebrity team.
Okay.
One of their owners is living in Austria, and they're playing against the Pompey charity squad.
Okay.
So Tony Mayle's working with us on that. So we've got all sorts of ex-Pompey legends playing. And that's on the Monday bank holiday, the 2nd, the 27th of May, at 1 o'clock kickoff. So tickets are on sale now, so if you want to come along, see the new facility.
How many Austrian VIPs can you name?
I could probably name quite a few, just not the ones that are playing in this team. We were hoping that Johnny Ertl might be able to join
really?
Us because,
okay.
of course, he's Austrian, but sadly, he's away at that point. But yeah, I mean, the list is out there. I mean, it's exciting. We have also got the chap who played the saxophone on Baker Street.
Oh, really?
He's coming along, whether he's playing or not. He's playing the sax, whether he's playing football, I'm not sure.
Well, the first person that jumped into my head was Arnie, really.
Well, yeah,
and obviously he's got Portsmouth links as well, hasn't he?
He has. He trained here, didn't he?
You never know. So that's all coming up on Monday, the 27th of May. And then just after the 27th of May, on the 14th of June, we've got the Neil Warnock evening at the Portsmouth Guild Hall, which I'm delighted to be hosting. I'm really, really looking forward to that one. And the great thing about all of it is, of course, is a portion of every single ticket sold for that evening is being donated to Portsmouth in the community.
Yeah, that was an exciting phone call to get. So that's brilliant. So yeah, we'll be involved. We'll be doing all sorts of events and things on the evening as well. We're all lined up for it last year when he stayed as manager and obviously had to postpone it.
How inconsiderate of Neil.
Yeah, so yeah, we're really excited about that as well.
So that can, if the show sells out, it can raise up to £10,000 for Pompey in the community. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Incredible.
An unbelievable amount. So, if you're sitting there thinking about an evening, and I know here at Express we've put out an interview with Neil and various clips and bits and pieces. If you've seen any of those and you're thinking, he seems like a funny man, he seems like, you know, he's got some stories to tell. Trust me, he has. But not only that, is when you buy your ticket, a portion of that is going to help out the people in your own community here in Portsmouth. So, I would love to see you there. If you're listening right now thinking about getting a ticket, I would love to see you there. Right, so Claire, thank you for coming in. If people want to get involved in Pompey and the community, if they want to support in any way possible, how can they do that? What's the best way?
Well, we've got our website, or there's, if you just email info@pompeyitc.org.uk, they'll forward it on to the right person. Lots of opportunities to get involved. We've also got the Walk the Island, haven't we, that's coming up as well.
Of course, Walk the Island's coming up, yeah.
June the 8th as well, so that's really exciting that that's happening for Pompey and the community. So, yeah, exciting times. You know, I've still got a lot of work to do to get the facility over the line and to get it completely finished, but, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I think that, that gives you renewed enthusiasm and energy to get it done.
It's been an exciting few weeks. It's going to be an exciting few months, and we can't wait to sort of spend the summer together and then look forward to, you know, those first few games in August. Really, really looking forward to them.
They'll come round in a blink of an eye, won't they?
They will do, they will do. Claire, thank you so much for coming in. We really do appreciate it. And as you well know, you are more than welcome back anytime.
Thank you, Paul. Pleasure.